Hello, Revelers, and welcome to the Reveler Recording, a loud and lively podcast. Turn it up, dance it out, and revel in it all. I hope you were rocking that runway. My name is Haley Press. My pronouns are she, her, and I am the host of The Reveler Recording, a loud and lively podcast. Welcome to Podtober, where a mini episode is released every day in October with a new guest answering the question, what do you revel in? It's day 15 and we are bringing the queen, the drag queen that is. Please welcome Crystal Quartz, here to talk all about the art and performance of drag and how the pandemic has actually been a bit of a blessing for them. She loves her fans as much as they love her, and it's so apparent in the energy they give each other. Tune in to hear who has inspired Crystal over the years and to find out how you can see her in action. Are y'all ready to slay? Let's go. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. It's another gorgeous day outside.
Right. I won't complain. Even if it's getting a little bit colder, if the sunshine is still out, I'm all right.
It's all about getting that sunshine in this time of the year, right? Because as soon as the sun goes away, it's cold again. And that's not nice. I don't like that part. I do love the kind of chilly nights, though.
Yeah. Sweater weather.
Exactly. And gray sweatpants weather. Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Amazing. So true. Well, we have royalty on this call. Why don't you introduce yourself so that the listeners know who we're talking to, including your pronouns?
My pronouns. All right. So my name is John Dobby, but you might know me better as Crystal Quartz. And I am a female impersonator based out of Ontario in Canada. My pronouns are he, him, she, her, or they, them. You can call it as you see fit. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I realize that sometimes I present male, sometimes I present female, and sometimes I'm right in between them. So I let you be the judge because it doesn't bother me at all. And I guess a little history of me. I've been doing entertaining now for 16 years. And I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist by trade. And I did that for the last 20 years.
Amazing.
Now I am switching it from doing hair, or I've switched. I have a few clients left, but not really. And transitioning into taking drag on as my full-time career.
Full-time. And that, of course, must include all your TikTok videos, too.
Yeah. So I have a big TikTok account. I have 211,000 followers.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, it's a little bit crazy. Mostly well known for my Reba. I don't know how that happened. A bunch of people, I guess they saw Reba in me and they asked me to do a Reba video. And I got so many people that asked me that I finally said, sure. So I went and I bought blue contacts and a wig and I cut it and I jumped into Reba and I look identical to her. My face looks identical to her. It's really weird. So I had quite a trip with that and I got quite a few thousand followers from that.
Hey, if it works, it works. It works.
Yeah. And then I do a bunch of other TikTok transitions, right? Showing people different beauty, different hair that I've done. I cut and style all the wigs that I wear. Most of the things that I've done on TikTok have been more geared to what a cisgendered woman would wear, as opposed to drag. And now I'm transitioning more into the drag styles because I want to capture an audience of things that people could do on themselves first. So
okay.
More natural makeups, things that the girls can see and be like, oh, I can do that at home, as opposed to drag makeup. You look at it and you're like, ooh, that's a lot. So I did that at first to capture my audience. And now I've got my audience and now I'm starting to break into more of the like drag characters and more drag hairstyles, I guess is what I want to say.
Right on. And how do you feel about getting into drag full time now?
So I love it. It's, you know, it's been interesting because of COVID, right? So I was about to take everything off and start all the shows and we shut down. And so it kind of put me in this place that I got to work on my drag because I was shut. So I wasn't able to work for any of my jobs. I have a bunch of jobs, but I lost them all from COVID. So it gave me time to work on my drag and prep it all for when we opened up. And then we opened up and I opened up my company and it was great and sold out in shows. And then we closed back down again. And so then I mostly just did it online for a long time, was doing adult bingos online where we give adult toys and prizes out to the colleges and with Arch. And then finally, we're just opening back up again where I can do shows and work more on my drag, which is great. And they've all been selling out, which I'm super blessed for. It's been a great last about 3 months now. I've been super busy everywhere. So I'm hoping that we stay like this and COVID doesn't, give us another closure. Cause as much as I do get a lot of work done during that time, it's a lot to live by yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to say, first of all, congratulations on the success you've definitely seen in the past 3 months or so as well. And I've had the pleasure of kind of following you and seeing your work through this bit of a roller coaster ride of a year and a half. And I've got to say, you've adapted really well. I know that you kind of turned like your living space into a bit of a studio as well. And you just,
it's all a studio behind me right now,
but you did great. And it's definitely unfortunate, like how many people did lose their jobs and stuff through COVID. Let's be real. But it's also been cool to see how people have adapted from it as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like COVID has been the biggest blessing and curse of my life. If it wasn't for it, I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done so far. I wouldn't have been able to have the time to get that following on TikTok. I had to figure out what people liked and really put myself out into the world to get that following. And COVID allowed me to do that. And when we finally opened up, I had a following so that when I had shows, my shows would be booked. So it's been like, COVID's been great for me. I've gotten so much done in the time that I was given. I felt like it was a sign. It was given. COVID came to me as a blessing to work on what I wanted to do. And it gave me time to do so.
Yeah.
Because without it, I wouldn't have been able to do all the things. Like drag takes a long time to put these outfits together. And
I believe it.
And all the shows, right? Contacting all the right people, getting all the numbers done, memorizing lyrics. Like I work usually around probably 12 hours a day. I'm working on drag along with other stuff. Whether I'm listening to music in my headphones and I'll be working on one thing. So I'm memorizing lyrics as I'm like typing on the computer and contacting people. And yeah, it's crazy, but I'm absolutely loving.
It's a whole production.
Loving everything that's going on. Yeah. It's definitely a whole production. And I'm kind of the one man show, right? I had people working with me, but I found that I am much happier when I just do things the way I want it, because it turns out the way that I intend it to turn out. And that's then fair. I'm not disappointed in people at all. It's if anything doesn't go wrong, I have to blame myself for it. So I do everything myself if I can. So like jewelry is what I'm doing today. I'm learning how to do all my drag jewels, and I do all the hairstyling and outfit sewing and booking all the talent and contacting the people. It's a busy life, but I'm absolutely very blessed right now at the same time.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm so glad to hear that it has ultimately all worked out for you.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you then, what is it that you revel in?
So what I revel in is actually the way I make people feel when I perform. So after I've done all this work towards my art, the messages and love that I get from people, and I guess I inspire a lot of people. I don't know what I'm doing to inspire them, but it eats my heart up. Like, I love it. People are buying tickets to the next show. There's comments everywhere. It's all positive things on something that was really daring for me to do. Like, to change careers is really, it's kind of scary to do. And all I'm getting is positive feedback, and it makes me think that I'm on the right path. So I'm reveling right now in all of the love I'm getting back from people, I guess,
yeah,
for doing what I do, which is, you know, it makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing.
And I think too, like, I'm a big believer in you get back what you put into it as well. And it just goes to show, like, all the hard work, like you've said, that you've put into it as well. And I think people see that. And it's nice that people are being able to be a part of your world and your performance and your art and just have a good time and feel connected. Maybe that's it. It's the connection of it all.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm so thrilled and so happy with the way things are going. And I get messages every day on how people are loving things and that I inspired them to go after their dreams and like just these different things that I never thought me dressing in drag as a woman going on a stage just to make people smile would impact so many people. I didn't think that it was going to be that impactful, but here we are and I'm super blessed about that. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think a lot of people can really look up to Reba as well, right?
Yeah, people love Reba. I never hear the end of it. So I don't know if you're familiar with Drag Race, but Derek Barry and Chad Michaels, right? They're both people that do, one's Britney Spears and the other one is Cher. Now, the problem with that, when you look so much like them, much like Reba to me, is that now people, when they see me in drag, if they're a huge Reba fan, all they see is Reba. It doesn't matter what you do on your face, they just see Reba. So I've gotten to that now. So when I do videos on TikToks, it's always in the comments. I still see Reba and I'm like, ugh.
And you're like, I want to do more as well.
I don't want to be just known for Reba. I love Reba. Don't get me wrong. Reba's my girl. She is the queen of country. Loved her since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be just known for that. That's not what I want to.
I could totally understand that. Yeah.
When you have to impersonate somebody, you're putting yourself into a very, 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 very tiny bubble.
Yes.
And you have to be this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
I don't like rules. I've never liked rules. I'm the one that steps out of the box. So it's fun to do her once in the blue moon, but I like to be creative and create things that are from my own mind. Right.
Yeah.
And nobody else has seen this before because it's a vision in my mind. So as much as Reba's great, I definitely do enjoy the art a lot more of doing other things too.
And I think you do a good job too at sharing that as well. Like I've seen videos of you putting together different outfits and stuff as well and showing again, like how to do makeup or hair. And so I definitely think you're still putting out there the art that all of this is as well.
So I want people to understand that because some people, if they're not familiar with drag, they don't understand it, right? And so that's when people get ignorant and or rude. Mm-hmm. They just don't understand this. This is an art. This is all this is. This is my art for me. So I've been doing hair and makeup. So it's me displaying my hair and makeup art. And then I sew my outfit. So it's me displaying that art.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing jewelry or whichever, it's all just an art and it's a performance at the end of it. And I've always been a performer. So it's me performing in the art that I'm doing. And you just have to look at it that way. It's not a sexual thing. Sometimes people think it's a sexual thing if they're unfamiliar, right? Mm-hmm. Or that I want to hit on you or that I want to be a girl or anything like that. That's not where I'm at.
And I can imagine it's different for everyone too.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people, absolutely. They are women.
Yeah.
I do drag. Drag is not genderless, right? Drag is just an art form, right? And I think the more that people understand that it's my art form, the more it's going to be a little bit more accepted around people. Because if people can't accept, you know, sometimes their homosexual kind of things, you know, bother them. But when you explain it in an art form, it doesn't bother them as much for some reason. And they understand it a little bit more. So that's why I try to bring the art form into a lot of the things there. And then people see my art and then they see me as a drag queen. And then they're not as, you know.
It's a way to like get the full message across. It's kind of,
exactly. That's exactly the way to describe that.
The gateway.
The gateway to drag. Watch me make an outfit, make it all pretty. And then I'm going to put it on and you'll like me, I swear.
Amazing. I think, I just can't wait for I hope when everybody can just, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it, first of all. And really? Just like, what does really? It matter? Yeah. And like, just let everybody live their lives. Just do
if it's
you.
Not affecting you, it's really none of your business. Why exactly. are you wasting your time on somebody else's stuff? You know, yeah. it's none of your business. Don't be poking your nose into anybody's business. You don't know yeah. them.
You don't like it? Move on.
You don't like it? Move on. It's easy, right? I respect you. You respect me. Okay, bye.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do want to ask you before we head out, you mentioned how like you've loved the love that you've been receiving and how it's been cool to see that you are an inspiration to others. Is there someone that you look up to as an inspiration?
Ooh, well, you know what? Well, I got to think, I'm like, who inspires me most? So years ago, when I first started drag, there was somebody called Erica Andrews. And okay. she was my favorite female illusionist. She was a female, a trans female, body of a god. She was incredible at what she did, pageant queen, yada, yada. She had a drag daughter named Roxy. So she passed away about 6 years ago. And her drag daughter kind of carried on her legacy, and that's Roxy Aww. Andrews.
Okay.
And so Roxy Andrews is about as close to her mom as I can get. So she's probably one that inspires me in drag the most.
Okay. Yep.
Her and Eureka, because Eureka's big. So I'm a big person. So I get inspired by her because she's out there rocking it. And I'm like, yeah, me too.
Love that. Yes. That.
I'm like, love how you're wearing like next to nothing. I want to do that too.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, for drag. And then, you know, my drag mom always loved her. She's done community work for years. She's why I'm here. So she's also been a big impact in my life. More so in the younger years of my drag, like me and her, we don't see each other as much as we used to. Like before, it used to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'd be doing shows all weekend.
Oh my goodness. Right? So, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely want to give some mention to her because she definitely inspired me growing up into who I am now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on the Reveler recording as part of Podtober. Why don't you let the listeners know where they can find more of your fabulous self?
Oh, so you can find me on any social media with the name Crystal Quartz Queen. And that's on Instagram or on TikTok, or you can just go to crystalquartzqueen.com and you can find anything there.
.com.
.com. I just got my new address to try and make things a little bit easier.
Amazing.
Put everything in one place.
Oh, that makes things so much easier. You have the same handle everywhere, all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I'm trying to just, you know, interweave it so that it's easy for everybody.
Yes, yes.
Especially me.
There's yeah, already right?
stuff going on. Let's bring it to one website and then I don't have 1,000 things on the other side.
You know what they say, KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing. And if people want to attend shows, is the website the best way to find more information website about that as well? Website
would be the best way to find that. You can find all of our shows there. Or if you're on Instagram, if you watch my stories, you can see pretty much anything that's going on. I have a lot of them, so sometimes I forget to post some of them more than I post. But there's a lot. When I remember them, I post them.
And I mean, they're obviously being found because they're selling out. So
yeah, they're selling out. So I'm like, oh yeah, I guess sometimes they sell out before I put the poster out. So I'm like, do I really want to put a poster out? I'm like, I guess I should put the poster out still.
I'm still doing these things.
The first few of them sold out before I'd even put the poster out. And I'm like, okay. Should I put the poster out? I'm like, cause then people are going to be like, why did you post this? There's no tickets. Right. So I didn't know what
this
to do.
This is going on, but you're missing out. Sorry.
But yeah, guys, come check it out. There's two shows that I do for drag shows right now. One's called Characters, which is all the celebrity impersonations and cosplays. And the other one is called Hits, and it's all like top hit 100 hit songs. So it's all like upbeat and fun kind of music. So depends on what your game is, but there's stuff for everybody. And then we have, of course, you know, Fun Time Bingo, I'm not going to exactly describe what we do there, but if you're an adult and you like adult fun
you
time,
you totally can if you want to.
Okay, so we give sex toys out there, so it's sex toy bingo, and those happen every third Wednesdays.
So much
you
fun.
Win yourself some adult fun stuff to go home with.
I love it. Love it. Well, I got to get myself out to a show soon. It's so nice to see that you are back in person, and I hope that that continues for you and everybody on your team. Thank you so much, listeners. Make sure you go follow Crystal Quartz Queen and get yourself a ticket as well.
Have yourself a lovely day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
TikTok, time's a ticking. Make sure you go follow Crystal Quartz Queen. And if you're looking for a fun night out, check out one of their wonderful productions. You'll see me there ASAP. Until tomorrow, revel on. And don't forget to rate, review, and recommend this episode.